Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Department of Agriculture Thursday announced up to $225 million is available for funding for conservation partners through the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. The program is partner-driven and leverages collective resources to find solutions to address natural resource challenges on agricultural land. This year's funding announcements includes opportunities for projects that address climate change, benefit historically underserved producers, and support urban agriculture. Natural Resources Conservation Chief Terry Cosby says, "We're harnessing the power of partnership to create lasting solutions to global challenges like climate change." Funding is open to agriculture, non-government organizations, Indian tribes, state and local governments, conservation districts, and university, among others. The USDA is accepting project proposals for the program through April 13, 2022. The USDA is estimating increased domestic soybean production. Stephanie Ho from the USDA has more.
USDA has increased the yield estimate for last season's U.S. soybean production, but slightly reduced harvested area.
The result is an increase in soybean production by about 10 million bushels this month. This, of course, is for the 2021-2022 crop. So that's the crop that was harvested this past fall that is currently being marketed.
Mark Jackanowski chairs the World Ag Outlook Board.
So with that little increase in production for that crop, basically in our balance sheet, it's reflected almost entirely as an increase in ending stocks.
USDA raised its estimated season average market price for soybeans by 50 cents a bushel to $12.60.
Those prices, the season average farm price, it just goes to show how closely tied that is to the global supply and demand situation. And, you know, globally, stocks are tight and they're getting tighter, and that's supporting prices.
Soybean production in 2021 was up 5% from 2020.
A new study commissioned by state corn associations has farmers raising concerns about a petition by CF Industries, one of the country's major nitrogen producers, with the U.S. International Trade Commission to impose tariffs on nitrogen fertilizers imported from Trinidad, Tobago, and Russia. That's according to the NCGA president, Chris Edgington.
The Texas A&M study pretty clearly showed that the price of anhydrous ammonia is not that closely tied to natural gas prices anymore. It is very closely tied to the price of corn. But an even broader perspective is people talk about tariffs. They think that it's only on the stuff you import. And what it really shows is tariffs for ag products coming into the U.S. raise the cost of all of those products, domestic produced or internationally produced, just because of the law of economics and supply and demand.
This is Inside Agriculture.